Hurricane Katrina left New Orleans with the opportunity to revamp its public school system. To that end, the city's education landscape became dotted with charter schools run by several operators. The 8th anniversary of that storm is upon us, and we're seeing the charter school movement in the city slow down as operators look elsewhere to take over low-performing schools. With me this morning is Jessica Williams, the education reporter for The Lens. Jessica, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Can you tell me what is happening with the charter school movement in New Orleans?
Basically, what you're seeing is there is a slowdown in terms of what's called the turnaround pace. When charter schools go into high need areas and the schools are identified as failing, they are expected to go in and bring those schools up to par. And what you're seeing is that there are only about 9 failing schools left in New Orleans, and there are only about 5 schools left in the RSD's portfolio, the Recovery School District. And it's been RSD policy over the last couple of years to sort of give those schools out to these proven operators who can show that they can turn those around. So in total, you've got about 14 or 15 schools that are available. And what you're seeing is the charter operators are not only getting approved to turn around schools in New Orleans, but they're actually expanding and getting approved to turn around schools in Baton Rouge, in Cato Parish, in Jefferson Parish, and other areas of the state where there are similar struggling schools in need of raising the bar of academic achievement.
So New Orleans at this point is a model 8 years after Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely say so. There is the organization in town that has really focused on supporting high quality charter operators and helping them to take over failing schools and expand and replicate their model, New Schools for New Orleans. There's actually a sister organization in Baton Rouge, New Schools for Baton Rouge, that aims to do the same thing. There's about 26 of 31 schools in this specific area in Baton Rouge that state education officials have dubbed the Achievement Zone. And those schools are all struggling and they're in need of a proven operator to come in and help them get back up to par. And New Schools for Baton Rouge works with those charter operators to sort of help them, you know, do the same thing that they did in New Orleans. It has become a model over time, 7 or 8 years after Katrina.
Let's talk about what was done in New Orleans. Who are the operators of these charter schools? And what is the secret to their success?
There are 40-some-odd charter operators in the city that run 90-some-odd schools. And there were 3 locally-based charter operators that were approved to open schools elsewhere. You have KIPP New Orleans, which is a local-based group, but it's also considered to be among a network of KIPPs around the nation that's really gained attention for being able to raise scores dramatically in a short period of time. One of the secrets that they tout is the fact that they have an extended school day. Sometimes kids go to school on Saturdays. They have was seen as sort of long school days. There's another charter operator, Collegiate Academies, that was approved to operate schools all over the state. So wherever there's RSD operating, Collegiate Academies was slated to open a school there. And one of the secrets to their success is that they have teachers who are required to be on call for students. A student is given a teacher's cell phone number and is instructed to call them late into the night, you know, when they need help with homework or anything else like that.
Well, the opportunity to gain a charter school in New Orleans, the opportunities are slim, as most of them have been already taken over. There are still a few, and one is a possible partnership with a charter and Delgado Community College.
First Line Schools, which already operates 5 schools in the city, they want to open a 6th school that only is going to focus on career and technical education, so preparing students for the technical workforce and not just college prep. And they are going to partner with Delgado. They actually have a pilot program that's going on right now, but they're going to expand that program to an entirely new high school that's going to take it sort of to the next level and bring those services to the city.
And this expansion to Baton Rouge, are these long-range plans for the operators of the charter?
Most operators have been approved to open 1 new school a year starting in 2015, and then it'll go on until 2020. I believe KIPP is slated to have up to 19 schools within the next 7 years. Collegiate Academies, which is another charter that was approved, will have about 10 schools by 2020. And then you'll see there's one charter that was approved for just 1 more school, Spirit of Excellence Academy, and they plan to open that school in 2014 in Baton Rouge.
Would you say that the expansion to other parishes in the state, is that a good thing?
It definitely shows that there are fewer opportunities to turn around failing schools, which means fewer schools are failing. So, you know, that's definitely different than what we were seeing, you know, before Katrina, where there were, you know, 45 schools, and I believe this was touted by the nonprofit Educate Now, there were 45 schools that were failing pre-Katrina, and now you're seeing only 9, which is, you know, I mean, that obviously means that student achievement is up, that more students are having better opportunities than they were having before. And now those operators are going off into other areas and hoping to bring those same opportunities to other kids. It's definitely something for them to be proud of.
Jessica Williams, education reporter for The Lens. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.